Part 1. In this part of the test, you will hear short conversations between two people. After each conversation, you will hear a question about it. Choose the best answer to the question from the choices printed in the book. You should mark A, B, C, or D. There are 19 questions in Part 1. The conversations and questions on the audio will not be repeated. Please listen carefully. Once the audio starts, it will not stop. There is a 12-second pause after each question to give you time to answer. Now turn the page. Number 1.
I just arrived on flight 947 from Chicago, and my suitcase wasn't in the baggage claim area.
Several passengers on that flight had their luggage delayed because of tight connections. Let me check the system to confirm. Can I see your baggage claim check, please?
Sure. Here it is.
Okay. Yes, your luggage is coming on the next flight. Please fill out this form with your contact information, and we'll have it delivered to you.
What happened to the woman's luggage?
Number 2.
I've been accepted to two universities, and I can't decide which one to choose.
That's great. Which ones?
One is the University of Utah, and the other is Ohio State. They're both excellent schools, and their tuition fees are also about the same.
Well, I don't know much about either institution, but for what it's worth, the mountains in Utah are absolutely beautiful.
According to the woman, what might help the man decide?
Number 3.
Can you let Jake know that the website is down again?
It is? Since when?
We're not sure, but it probably went out sometime yesterday.
Oh my, this isn't the first time it's happened. He's got to get that fixed once and for all.
What are the speakers mainly discussing?
Number 4.
Hey, why did you skip science today? I thought it was your favorite.
It is, but our English teacher asked me to write a speech for this year's graduation ceremony, so I'm using class time for that.
Wow. And you're going to sing in the choir, too?
Probably not. I need to focus on giving the speech.
Why did the man miss class?
Number 5.
Do you know what the weather in Portugal's like in January?
It's similar to Spain because they're really close to one another. Why? Are you planning a trip?
Yeah, and I was wondering if I should pack sandals and a swimsuit.
You'd be better off with gloves and a hat.
What does the man suggest the woman do?
Number 6.
May I help you?
Yes, I'd like to register for classes for the next semester. Here's my registration form.
Did you get your advisor's approval? I don't see a signature.
Oh, sorry, I forgot to do that. I'll come back later then.
What problem does the man have?
Number 7.
I have to say, Michelle, these cookies are absolutely delicious.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad you like them.
They're really good. Some of the best I've ever had. You'll have to give me the recipe sometime.
What does the man want to do?
Number 8.
How was your vacation in Paris? Did you have good weather?
It was perfection. If only I could have stayed.
Must be hard being back at work.
It's definitely taking some time to get used to again.
How does the woman feel about her trip to Paris?
Number 9.
Excuse me, could you tell me where I can find the shaving cream?
Sure. It's at the far end of aisle 6, between the shampoo and vitamins.
Oh, near the soap?
Exactly.
What does the man want to buy?
Number 10.
Your plants look awful. Have you been watering them?
It's not lack of water. It's the sunlight.
What do you mean? They haven't been getting enough light?
Actually, the opposite. I found out too late that these plants grow best in the shade.
What happened to the man's plants?
Number 11.
You know, Monday is the deadline for Professor of the Year nominations.
Right. And you want to nominate Professor Wilson, don't you?
Of course. She's the best professor I've ever had. And I know you also like her more than you're willing to admit. And I just need one other student to second my nomination.
Fine, fine. I'll do it.
How does the woman feel about the man's idea?
Number 12.
Professor, I need some help understanding the passage you've assigned for next class.
You mean the one on cultural stereotypes?
Exactly. I don't understand what it means when it says there isn't a relationship between cultural characteristics and the traits of actual people.
It means that most stereotypes are based on generalizations and opinions, like saying that all young people are irresponsible.
Why does the student talk to the professor?
Number 13.
You won't believe who got the marketing job at my office. Do you remember the tall guy I went to business school with?
You mean Tom? The smart, quiet guy? But I thought he was in London working for a European designer.
Well, he just got back, and he'll be working with me for the new campaign. Isn't that great?
Why is the man happy about the new employee?
Number 14.
I found this same printer at one of your competitors for $20 less. See? Here's the advertisement from today's newspaper.
That's no problem. We'll be happy to match that price.
In that case, I'll take it.
Great. I'll have one of the cashiers ring it up.
What did the woman want?
Number 15.
Excuse me, Professor. Have you returned last week's papers? I didn't get mine back yet.
The assignment on American painters? You wrote on Georgia O'Keeffe, right?
No. Remember, I asked if I could write about the Spanish painter, Pablo Picasso, instead.
Of course. That was really well researched.
What can be inferred about the professor?
Number 16.
Now that we've finished interviewing everyone, we've got to make our decision. Did any of the candidates stand out to you?
To be honest, all of them were impressive.
I agree.
How do the speakers feel about the candidates?
Number 17.
Hey, I see you've got a new haircut.
Oh yeah, just yesterday. I was actually just going for a little trim, but as it turns out, I got a little more than I was expecting.
What does the woman say about her haircut?
Number 18.
Wow! Is that your new bike?
Yeah, isn't it great? My friend Bob built it especially for me. He measured the length of my legs, my arms, and my back, and put together a bike that fits my body perfectly.
Do you think he could build one for me?
Sure. I warn you, though, it's great, but I'll be paying for it for the next 2 years.
What does the man say about the bike?
Number 19.
Have you seen the posting for the new business scholarship?
No. Are they giving full funding? Because I could really use it.
It's from a marketing firm that's offering to pay tuition fees in exchange for 20 hours of work per week. There's also the possibility of being hired full-time after graduation.
Sounds great. I'll definitely apply.
What is required of the student who gets the scholarship?
End of part 1.